Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a Wednesday? Wednesday morning.
Wednesday,
We're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
51 degrees right now. Going to get into the low 60s. That's it. Going to be a chill day.
Yeah.
But we got sunshine the entire time.
Perfect.
So we got that going for us. Very exciting news in the Duffy household.
What happened?
We have nothing to do tonight.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
Hey, you're off for the first time in, what, 10 years?
Yeah, and that's as of now. I don't know, maybe a hockey game materialized between now and then, which means tonight, if you got nothing to do, you get to sit down and enjoy some playoff baseball.
Yeah.
Wild card kicked off last night. Actually, that Yankees-Red Sox game was phenomenal.
Really?
Did you see it?
No.
All right, 3-1 win for the Red Sox. Yankees had a lead, and everything was golden until a mistake pitching change in the seventh inning turned things upside down. The Yankees had bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, no outs, and they blew it.
Wow. Were they at Yankee Stadium?
At Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
And there was a reason we are bringing this up, as we are a show that doesn't talk much about baseball.
Yeah.
Someone we know really well will be in the building for Game 2 tonight.
So where's Game 2?
In the Yankee Stadium.
They're all there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Wild card, it's all in the same spot.
Well, so they don't travel?
This is a newer thing, the wild card.
They just stay in one stadium.
They stay in one thing, three-game series.
All right. Yeah. All right. So who's going down there tonight? You some millionaire?
My husband.
Non-millionaire.
Well, he's a millionaire in spirit.
So
anyone who gets Kimmy, a millionaire
in spirit.
Oh,
like $1 million.
Right? She's $1 million on the bank.
So my dad's a big Yankees fan, and he was talking about going down to the game like
can I ask you one side thing?
What?
Is your dad just a chalk fan? Because he's a Bulls fan with Jordan. And he's like,
listen, I've dropped the argument because my brother and I heckle him about that all the time. And he's like, no, and he make excuses for why, you know, he likes those teams.
How's
but no,
feel?
100%.
I like success.
How's he feel about Duke?
He also liked the Cowboys.
Ah, there it is. Right. Oh, what a dick.
So wait, so your dad and your husband are going down to the Yankees.
So my dad, my husband, and my brother, they're all going down.
That sounds like hell.
Wait, really?
Oh, God. Can you imagine? There's no way I'm going down with my brother-in-law and father-in-law. Are they flying or driving?
They're driving.
Oh, God, even worse.
Yeah.
When are they leaving?
This morning.
Okay.
So my husband gets out of work around like 8. Then they'll
God damn,
make
I see he's going from work, car, Yankees.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, I don't understand what the problem is here.
I could not spend that much time with my father.
But you got a lot of distractions. I mean, you're driving down, going pretty much straight to the game, and then coming home tomorrow morning.
All right. So you said yesterday they were looking into doing this.
Yeah, so my dad had brought it up a few weeks ago, and we were all like, yeah, okay, thinking like nobody's going to be able to afford that. And then my husband checked just for the hell of it. It was like over the weekend. And the ticket price to get in the door was only like $100.
Damn.
See a Yankee game playoff.
Playoff Red Sox game.
So they decided.
They go in bed?
Called my dad, and my dad was like, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Kind of a last minute decision.
So who's driving?
That's a great question.
Because your husband's got to be gassed from just working
all
night.
Maybe my brother. I don't know. My brother or my dad, probably.
I would want brother-in-law over father-in-law.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
If you had to pick.
I want little to do with father-in-law as possible. And I've had some dynamite father-in-laws. I had some that suck.
I've had some dynamite father-in-laws.
I had a crappy one.
Not many people can say that.
Oh, by the way, sidebar, my wife thought I was getting fired yesterday.
Why?
Because of Kimmy's mouth.
Because of my Because
she thought it went out all over the place.
Oh, no, because she listens on the stream.
Yeah, she goes, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Let me back up real quick. Yeah. Kimmy yesterday dropped an F-bomb in the 7 o'clock hour.
A solid one.
Talking about someone's bang.
Yeah. Stuck the K.
Hard. For those who don't know, the FCC prevents us from cursing on the air.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We can get fired for that. Mm-hmm. The FCC only observes over-the-air waves. Yeah. So if you watch on our live stream video or on the Odyssey app, listen on the Odyssey app at WCMF.com, you hear all the curses. So anyway, you were saying.
No, so I had a crappy father-in-law. I had a great one. And now I got a dead one. So out of the three, I go, the dead one was the greatest because I never met him. Uh-huh. And then, then it goes down from there.
Okay.
But I love him, but I couldn't spend – there's no way you could spend 6 hours in a car.
It depends on
a gassy car full of four gassy men rolling down to New York on the thruway.
All right. It depends on what we're doing here because when I found out that Kimmy's husband and the whole, you know, Burnson
crew.
Go. Well, look, there is nothing more exciting than the on a whim sports trip.
I mean, I'm really jealous. I'm not going to lie.
I hate her husband right now. I hate him with every iota and atom in my body.
I feel bad for him, but go ahead.
No, no. I mean, look, you not only are you getting, this is a once in a lifetime experience. A playoff game.
The New York Yankees, they're there all the time.
It's a Yankee playoff game against the Red Sox in Yankee Stadium. Who gets to do that?
I know.
Who gets to
do that? Only her father, because he's had like the greatest retirement in human history.
No, but I mean, like,
he's a 14-year-old kid.
All of the stars have aligned here, right? Like, everybody has a job where they can go. The tickets are ridiculously affordable. You have the time, right?
Yeah.
To just go and take off and have fun. They all have spouses that are like, yes, absolutely. For all of these things to line up the way they did.
It is a beauty.
It's going to be a beautiful night, so you don't have to worry about a rain
the
out.
The weather is going
to
be really nice.
I am so mad and happy for him at the same time.
Yeah,
I
know.
Like, here's the thing. I get that you don't get it. Because you're not a man.
Well, I don't want to go watch baseball either all night.
Bro,
but not even for like a big game. It's about Yankees, Red Sox. Like even if you weren't a fan of either team, that's still a huge
game. I mean, the atmosphere would be fun for a while.
Oh, would it be fun? The atmosphere would be fun for a
while.
But
for 3 hours of that.
Bro, the game last night was amazing. You're not going to hear any of that. You're at the game. It's not there's a guy next to you.
That's
a stroke.
That'll be the guy next to you.
No, like I can't. And here's what's making me sad.
What's that?
Like, if you are a sports fan, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, Kimmy's husband, her dad, and her brother are going to the Yankees-Red Sox playoff game tonight. The Red Sox can close it down with a win this evening. If you are a sports fan, there was a time in your life where you could just drop everything and go. Right?
Well, like, yeah, sure.
I remember being like 18, 19. The Bills were playing in driving distance. You know, it's a Sunday. I'm a bum. I got nothing going on.
Yeah.
Me and my buddies were like, let's go to Cleveland. And we would go to Cleveland. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Let's go to Pittsburgh. It was awesome. You know, Sabres game in Toronto. Let's drop everything and let's just go. And it was like the coolest thing because it just showed up out of nowhere. I can't do that anymore.
No, you can't do it ever again.
There's no spontaneous sporting event you can attend.
Well, no, maybe because with Kimmy's husband or Kimmy's dad being, you know, retired and the kids gone, maybe there will be a time where I can do this again.
Yeah, but that's going to be a while.
Maybe.
Oh, that's all you're going to be doing. That's going to be like your thing.
Yeah. And like what makes this even more romantic is like if you live in a major city.
Yeah.
This is a common occurrence for you.
Oh, sure. You just drive to
it.
Right
exactly.
There.
Like if I'm sitting in, you know, the Bronx this morning and I go, you know, I got nothing to do tonight. Wow, tickets are $80. I'm going to the game. Rochester, look, you know, the Red Wings are great. The Emmerichs are fun.
Yeah, true.
Right?
But you got to take a road trip to get to those big games.
To get like a big, massive experience like that.
Mm.
The greatest night of my life, one of the greatest nights of my life, was accidentally getting into the AL Championship Series in like 2006.
That Detroit one you went to?
Yeah, A's versus Detroit. The Tigers won it and went to the World Series on a walk-off home run. I was just in Detroit with my dad that night on a whim.
Yeah.
We scalped tickets for $100. It was standing room only. It went into extra innings. It was
you got in the building. You had no I think that's partly what it is, too. You don't even have time to build up expectations in your head. We're just like, we're going to do this and see how it goes.
And I witnessed a walk-off AL pennant clinching home run in the 11th inning, and Bob Seger was playing a concert out of nowhere in the street.
Wait, he's in a parking lot?
He was in the, we were walking out, and
is
all
he
of a sudden,
bad?
It's so random.
I don't know why, probably.
They had like a tin cup out there and stuff?
He never looked good.
Wait, he was just playing a concert on a whim?
In Detroit. I don't know what happened.
It must have been tied into the whole atmosphere.
I would imagine, yes.
It was probably on TV.
I don't know, but like they didn't know they were going to win and go to the World Series that night. So we're walking back to the hotel, and all of a sudden,
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger, Rock and Roll Never Forgets. I'm like, that's really Bob Seger.
Gordy Howe's playing bass. I mean, it was crazy.
It was, but the point is.
That's a hell of a night.
The point is, like that was that morning.
Except the fact that his dad was there.
But think about it. He has this memory despite his dad
being
there.
Yes. Yeah. The funniest thing is, like, we had never, I don't care about the Tigers, right? But by the time it was over, we were the diest, hardest Tigers fans of all time. We're laughing. We've been waiting 4 hours for this. All these guys are waiting their whole lives. But the point I'm making, that morning when I got up, I had no idea I was even going to that game.
How it was
going to
end up.
Yes, let alone having one of the greatest sports experiences of my life. And your husband and your dad and your brother get that.
Yeah.
So jealous. So jealous.
Will they come back friends?
They've taken trips together before, so I think I'm not too worried about it. Yeah, they go on golf trips.
The golf trip is...
How much are they paying you?
I'm not going.
Vegas, New York City, going down over here, Arizona... I ain't going nowhere.
Arizona.
Dip, 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 dip,
dip, dip, dip, dip, dip. Sunset Strip.
The Santa Ana Rock and Roll is Kimmy's husband. Yeah. No, I mean, like, you know, maybe she.
I got nothing.
What do you don't have friends?
I got nothing.
But you don't have friends or hobbies.
True. I got nothing.
Like, I love how you go, I wouldn't want to do any of this stuff when it's never an opportunity for you anyway. Like,
nobody's ever invited you on something like this on a trip?
I did have one time to go down to see the Yankees. On a whim.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
You said no?
Yeah, and it was like you know the guy too. And they all went down. A bunch of guys went down. I was at a bar. They were all going to whim. Guy had it all set up. We could go. I'm like, man, I'm not tying up my whole night doing that. I'm going
to
be
tying up my whole night going to Yankee Stadium.
And then they all went to see a Colts game. I'm like, they went, they won't.
He's like, can you believe that?
But they went, I've been to Indianapolis, man. It's a parking lot. I could care less.
You know what? Maybe it's because you never had anything. Like, you don't have any.
Friends?
No.
Oh, sorry.
You don't have any hobbies in common with, like, your brothers or, like, your dad. So you never did this as a kid either.
No. Anytime we did it, I hated trips. It. I hated it. Mm-hmm. Like, anytime my father would, like, try to do this, like, group thing. But first of all, he sucked. And no matter what we were doing, man, he was going to ruin it with his, you know, with his mouth. And then my brothers were, you know, yeah.
No.
You know, the greatest thing that ever happened was. We all grew up and went our several ways. Maybe we did find new families to attach ourselves to.
No, I'm telling you, man, the one thing that I'm sad about, again, 252 WCMF, Kimmy's husband, her dad, and her brother are taking a road trip. They're leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning to go to Game 2 of the AL Wild Card Series, the Yankees-Red Sox. The Red Sox can shut it down with a Game 2 win tonight. When I was like 19, 20, 21, my brother had just graduated high school. I'm doing stand-up comedy. I'm a bum, right? So I got middle of the week off.
Was that the name of your tour? Come see me. I'm a bum.
My brother was like kind of going to MCC and working at Subway. So he had like all the time.
That's
in the
on
world.
Par.
Which, by the way, why they went under. He ate all of the profits. But like, it would be like a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Be like, you want to go to the Sabres game? And the Sabres were good at the time. And like, yeah, we'll go buy $40 300 level tickets, drive up to the game, hang out, have a blast, come on home.
All
right. Right? It was, But what sucks is my girls are, you know, Ryan's 2 years younger than me, my brother. But he just started having his kids.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, his oldest is just started school. His youngest is in preschool. Right. My girls will be out of the house in, you know.
A couple years.
Yeah. 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so, not like, going to have him for a while.
Exactly. Like, I'm still going to have to wait out another decade to be able to go on a whim on a Tuesday night and do what we want.
But it'll happen for you guys.
I don't know. Are both of us going to survive?
No.
You know, you could take your dad. He's got free time.
Again. It would suck.
No, he's really busy. He's still doing the police officer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's, you know.
He's on the street.
I'm just thinking of, like, people have the free time.
No,
he's in a family. It would be your dad.
No, he's a bagpipe band. He's working at the hockey rink. You know, he's a lot of things going on.
It's go, go, go for him.
Kristen writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, couldn't agree with you more. I was taking my daughter back to school. She suggested we go to New York City instead to see the ALCS Guardians last year. It was one of the best memories I could ever create.
Wow.
And
man, that's... Two women going to a baseball game. That's a little rare.
I don't, what? There's plenty of women that go to baseball.
No, like mother, daughter, dying to see a Yankee game. That's kind of rare.
Why is there? No, it's not.
Like, you would think they would go down and shop and go to Broadway or something. I can imagine, like, both of them are, like, big-time baseball fans.
Yeah, no. Why don't you ladies go, go shopping and cook cakes and stick tampons in yourselves?
Stay in your
lady. Go get one of them new Ed Oliver brand tampons. Stop the league.
I tell you, I think they're going
to
be a hit.
I think we should pitch this to Ed Oliver's people. Yeah. Yesterday, when we were talking about Bill's branded merchandise, we came up with the Ed Oliver tampon.
Yeah.
Plug that hole.
Glad you explain that to people, because that could have been very confusing.
Well, no, the Ed Oliver tampon. Plug that hole. Yeah. With that Oliver. Mm-hmm. And again, if that doesn't do it for you, if you're looking for a hysterectomy, you could do the Cole Bishop home hysterectomy kit. Just need one hand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Americana of the past, Tommy.
That's long gone.
The entire family sitting down every night at the same time to have dinner. Mom slaving over a stove all day.
But it's like the traditional food.
You got it. Foods that we grew up with.
Yeah.
And when I say grew up, there may even be adults now that are too young to remember eating.
Oh.
Eating these foods.
Yeah.
That is maybe other places, because this article is hilarious based on how we eat around here. Because it seems that in other parts of the country, people don't eat this stuff anymore.
So, like, someone's just obsolete, done.
Yeah. In other parts of the country.
But we stuck to it.
I guess.
Why?
I don't know. I'll let you guys
decide.
Is
that old school?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So, there's a really funny article last night. It's not meant to be funny.
Yeah.
But it's written, popular dinners Americans don't make anymore.
All right.
It's longing for a time of, like, you know, more simpler foods.
So, it's got to be the stuff I grew up on, like, in the 60s.
It's exactly what it is. So, for example, it starts with ambrosia salad, which is a pretty, you know, valid argument. Nobody really makes ambrosia salad anymore.
It's gross.
And you go down the, you know, the list here, they got chicken a la king. Do you remember chicken a la king?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
For those that don't know chicken a la king, it's essentially a chicken pot pie outside of the pie over pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it, I'm confused. How is it chicken pot pie without the pie?
So, well, it's like if you just pour it out of
the inside.
It's like the innards of the pie.
Over pasta.
Basically, it's like cream sauce, chicken, pasta.
You got it. But when you get past those two things,
yeah,
everything else on the list in the greater Rochester area, I think we still eat.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, the headliners of the day.
Okay, do we still eat it, or is it just still on menus for, like, the select few?
Okay, not only do I know that it's still on menus.
Okay. Yeah.
I have been to people's homes that have made this.
Oh.
For example, chicken tetrazzini.
Yeah.
That is a very common food in the greater Rochester area.
Which is just chicken and pasta.
Yes, it is, right? But, I mean, it's pasta, cream, butter, Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't know that Chicken tetrazzini was a thing that went away other places.
Is meatloaf there?
Meatloaf is on there.
Because that was like the headliner.
But we still eat a ton of meatloaf here.
Yeah.
Wegmans will sell you meatloaf.
Really? Yeah,
when you walk in there. And it's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Beef stroganoff is on this list. And
remember it.
Beef stroganoff is still a pretty common food.
They like beef stew, all that kind of stuff. And then the other one I remember was tuna casserole.
Which is on the list.
Which sucks.
I
hate it.
Really?
I don't like that hot tuna fish in the pasta and all that.
Hot tuna.
And then my mother would always put peas in it.
Yeah, that's how you
And I like all of those things, not together.
Hmm. That's
weird. Would you eat it cold?
No. Not really.
But tuna casserole is also a fairly common
dish.
Oh,
yeah. And it's easy and it's cheap.
So like,
I can't think of the last time I had like a homemade tuna casserole. Like, it's not a go-to when people bring it to like a potluck thing.
Right.
Sure.
I can't think of the last time I had it.
I think maybe you guys are thrown off here because you don't have kids and you're a terrible homemaker.
But so your wife just makes it for dinner sometimes?
Yeah.
The tuna casserole?
If my wife has the time. She actually brought this up the other day. She goes, do you like tuna? When's the
last
time
you made tuna casserole? I don't not like it. I just can't think of I didn't think it was people's go-to
anymore. I wouldn't be excited about it. That's for goddamn sure.
Well, I guess it all depends on how you remember the food you ate when you were growing up.
Yeah, I mean, some of it I love, some of it I hate it.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the knowledge now that the majority of the foods in this national article that says nobody eats anymore, we still eat the greater Rochester area. Do we eat more old school than
Sounds
other
like
places?
It. I mean, there's people settling down at night for like Franks and beans and that kind of crap.
I mean, I still eat that on a semi-regular basis.
You do?
Yeah.
When do you eat Franks and beans?
On Sundays. My wife makes a kick-ass Franks and beans.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's old school.
And she'll make mac and cheese to put on the side of it.
Mac and cheese has got to be one of the ones. Mac and cheese has got to be the one thing that has stood the test of time.
Well, because it's mac and cheese.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Yeah.
But like spaghetti and meatballs would be another one, I would think. Pretty standard stuff.
Absolutely. But what about our area has led us to hold on to these foods that it seems no one else is eating in other parts of the country anymore? Why do we love beef stroganoff? Why do we still eat tuna casserole? Why is meatloaf a very common thing you can walk into any grocery store and buy a piece of, right?
Are we bigger on keeping grandma's recipes in the family, maybe? But I don't know why it would be more here than other places.
And even with that, I mean, like...
People that haven't moved probably eat this way still.
Is that what it is?
I'm guessing, like, you know, other people that have moved away probably, you know, ditched it.
So your argument is because the people that live here are mostly people that have been here our whole lives, it doesn't change how we eat?
Probably, because, like, if you move to Florida, you're probably not eating beef stroganoff in 90-degree weather.
Yeah, 90-degree stroganoff.
Yeah, you're not settling down for meatloaf in Miami.
I would eat Miami meatloaf.
Yeah. That'd be a great name for a band.
Yeah, it's a Gloria Estefan cover band.
But they're all fat.
Oh, I know what we could call them.
What?
The Miami Pound Machine. 252 WCMF. All right. Everybody has a back-in-the-day comfort food you still want, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know how to make it. It'll come out every once in a while. It may not be easy to make, but it's on the cheaper side. You know it's going to be good. Kimmy, do you know what your husband's back-in-the-day comfort food is?
He's a big meatloaf guy.
Okay.
He likes meatloaf.
Have you made him meatloaf?
I can't stand meatloaf.
Really? Can't stand it?
I hate meatloaf.
It's like an enormous meatball.
I hated meatloaf.
Really?
Like, I don't like that there's like crunchy stuff in it sometimes. Like, ugh.
So the answer is no.
No.
You've never made him a meatloaf?
No.
Okay. What's your...
No. He's usually the one that cooks now. Like, he's very passionate about it. He's never made a meatloaf.
That's weird. Well, it doesn't taste the same when you make it for yourself.
I don't know. I don't know I don't know if he's really still interested in it.
Bro, I've seen him. He's interested in meatloaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's built for meatloaf.
If he was on Tinder be his first interest.
You know, he's also a big ketchup guy, so ketchup and meatloaf.
Oh, yeah.
No, ketchup goes over the meatloaf.
I know, what I'm saying. Right, I think that also grosses me out.
Do you have a not bitchy back-of-the-day food that you would
kill? It would have to be Italian food because that's what I was raised on. So I told you, like, my mother would actually cook for lunch when we were home for summer a full meal of, like, spaghetti, meatballs, salad, garlic bread, all that stuff would be laid out. So, like, I never ate, like, a traditional lunch when I was a kid. It was always Italian food. And then she would cook another whole meal when my father got home.
It is,
so I would say spaghetti and meatballs. As a kid, you know, you love it.
It is so hard for me not to punch you
when
you describe your spoiled-ass childhood.
Like she did handmade ravioli. She did lasagna.
For lunch.
For lunch. And I'm talking like, it looked like a restaurant.
I had grandparents that did that.
So another thing she would do is
heavy meals for every meal.
Yeah. Like there'd be like sometimes she would make Annie pasta for lunch.
Yeah, like I always thought spaghetti you could have any time of the day.
Well, I mean, there's no law against it.
No, I know. But you grow up and you're like, oh, probably not appropriate for lunch.
You can do lunch. I'm fine with lunch spaghetti.
But spaghetti and meatballs, that's a traditional. That's like a base Italian food.
No, you're right. I guess I was thinking more rooty stuff because like when you look at
well,
like,
that was for us, though. Anyway, my father was Sicilian, so yeah, that was
okay.
You know, but he also liked the weird stuff that like were like Italian soul food.
That's more what I was thinking.
Yeah, so he liked kidneys and farina. So I'm talking like sautéed kidneys with like peppers and onions and olive oil, served over farina, which is a breakfast food.
Okay.
We would have that sometimes for dinner. Also, the other big one was veal liver, bacon, and onions.
I don't hate that.
And that was all sautéed in olive oil.
I don't hate that idea. I could get down on that.
And the other one was Finocchio Sardi, which is sardines.
That's the Italian version of Pinocchio.
Yeah, you gotta delay that.
Yeah.
It's sardines in a sauce over pasta.
Oh, oh.
So full sardines with their little eyeballs looking at you, swimming around in this thing that I ate as a kid. That I don't think I could eat now, and I love fish.
Okay. Well, because it's looking right.
And tripe.
Tripe is so gross.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this article. It's a national article, 15 foods we don't eat as Americans anymore, which is funny because the majority of them we all still eat here in Rochester.
Yeah.
We're talking things like meatloaf, chicken tetrazzini, beef stroganoff. Jesse writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, cooking professionally in Rochester for over 15 years, yes, we absolutely eat old school. These time-tested recipes give us comfort food vibes. Why? Well, who the hell knows? All I know is I've made so much effing chicken French here.
No, yeah, chicken French is a huge one in this town.
Okay, again, did we invent chicken French?
So that's what they claim.
Okay.
I never heard of it till I moved here. And like,
yeah,
and
it's not on the menu anymore.
No,
unless it's
like
called
artichoke, French, all that stuff, yeah. But when I first moved here, I was surprised like how many old school diners were in this town.
Mm.
Like when I first, I go, man, this is like frozen in time. Like, because I remember when I moved here, cigarettes were like on the way out.
Okay.
And I remember, oh my God, there's a cigarette machine right there, and there's like kids, and you know, meatloaf and eggs.
But there was a meatloaf smoking a cigarette.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you want to tell you a slice of my ketchup? You know, going back to something Kimmy just brought up, the reason I had asked Kimmy if you had made your husband the meatloaf that he loves is one of the hardest things about bringing back that recipe you love as a kid is selling your spouse on it.
Replicating it?
Well, okay, so that's a problem.
Oh, so you're saying having your spouse also like it.
Just being in on it.
And what the house is going to smell like when you cook it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, if you come from a culture with good food, it's a doable thing.
Yeah.
If you don't, that food can just look like slop. Case in point, my great-grandmother would make these potato dumplings that were out of this world. And they are just shredded potatoes, flour, butter, salt, milk. You serve them with fried pork.
Mm.
Delicious.
Yeah.
If I was on death row, this would be my last meal.
Okay.
It is the most peasant of peasant food.
Yeah, it's poor people.
Cheap as hell.
Yeah.
My wife refuses to make them the way they're supposed to be made. She keeps trying to like zhuzh them up and make them classier.
Put a little spice in there.
And she ruins them every single time. Every single time. And it's to the point where she's like, I'll go, can you make them? And she'll go, no, but I can make them better. And I'll go, no, you're ruining them. And it starts a fight. So we just don't do it anymore. But it makes me so sad.
Yeah.
I'm never going to have them again.
Or you can make them yourself.
But I could. But again, it doesn't taste the same when you make it for you.
But only you know how to make it the way it's way you remember,
and
right?
How to prevent forest fires. My mom can make them, but you know, I don't want to make my mother come over and spend like 3 hours cooking in my kitchen. Hey, Matt, come over and make me dinner. Get the hell out of here.
She might love doing it, cooking for the kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Well, how do you bring that up? Hey, what are you doing? You want to come over and work? Oh, so I got some leaves in the back. I need rake too.
Do some of your grandmother grunt work. Come on, get to it.
How do you ask your grandmother, your kid's grandmother, to come over and do work?
Usually they're dying to do it.
Oh. What are you saying? I'm like, I got a bad mom? Is that what you're saying?
I haven't said that.
You kind of just did.
Somebody has said
just
it.
Did.
Somebody just said I played a glowing picture of that family.
What are you talking about?
I didn't get these jokes from nowhere.
Well, guess what?
Wait, are you looking at TV now?
Well, no, it's funny because we're talking about this old school thing, and Channel 13 is at some weird old school Italian market right now.
Oh, wow.
So it's all serendipitous.
Yes.
You dick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to need everyone to actually think about this
okay. Before
you answer.
Yeah, yeah.
No knee-jerk reaction.
Mm.
Because for most people that can hear us, you've never even considered a life like this. You can't do a damn thing without your car.
No, you can't.
Yet some interesting numbers suggest that if we all really wanted to, you could live almost, a lot of your days.
Yeah.
Here in Rochester, without wheels.
Get down.
Okay, what did I just say?
I know. I'm sorry.
You're hanging out in the break. We're Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
This week in Rochester is the Week Without Driving Challenge.
Ditch the wheels, man.
Yeah. I mean, the idea is right in the name, right? Like, go 7 days, try not to use your car at all.
That's impossible.
It's not.
How am I going to work?
What did I just say about your reaction? Okay. Story on 10NBC.
For the love of Christ.
Talk to a group called Reconnect Rochester. And they have a whole website where you can go if you want to participate in this and track your non-driving miles. Miles that you are walking, using bikes, e-scooters, or the bus system. Mm. Every day has a theme. They have mini challenges. You can win prizes. So you're going to go sign up right now, right?
No.
Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
Do you think it's possible to live day-to-day in the greater Rochester area without using a car?
I mean, it would be tough if you don't live in like a walkable town. Like I'm thinking like there are certain places you live where like you could walk to a grocery store. You could walk to places that you need. It might be a little bit of a distance, but it's doable.
How about the weather?
But like I'm thinking
you're not
of somebody,
kidding. Can you let her talk?
I'm thinking of somebody like you, Pat, who lives like out there in Henrietta. Like where can you go where, I mean, and I guess you could ride your bike places, but when the weather's crappy, you're kind of stuck.
Okay. Tommy?
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible to live day to day without a car in the greater Rochester?
It's impossible.
Why is it impossible?
First of all, how am I getting to work?
Okay. You don't do much here anyway.
Yeah, but still, I got to get to it, man.
You can take the bus.
I ain't taking that
goddamn
bus. No,
it's not. No, see, it's not what do you want to do, it's what can you do.
How could you make
it
work?
I'm not getting knifed.
When's the last time somebody got knifed on the bus?
They don't talk about it.
Now you sound like every caller we get that Kimmy won't put on the air.
I am not taking
the bus. You know what I heard about the bus?
So I got to schlep down and stand and wait for the bus.
It's
at 5 o'clock in the morning, freezing my ass.
The bus stop is literally around the corner from your house.
Yeah, but I got to walk to it. I got to wait.
But you got to walk?
By the way, those buses don't come by very often out in
How would you
Pittsburgh.
Know? How would you know?
I never see one.
You've never taken it, you idiot.
Did you ever look at the schedule or know somebody that did it?
No. Nobody does that stuff.
So I mean, it obviously goes out there for a reason. There are people taking the bus.
I know, but it's
a ton of people in that bus stop.
Every time I see, I used to see like this one Jamoke. Standing out there in Webster when I lived out there.
Uh-huh.
And I see he's waiting. I go, man, you're going to be here when I get home.
Okay.
I ain't taking no bus. I ain't scooting. And how do you get the how do you grocery shop?
What are you talking about? How do you grocery shop? You carry your bags home with you.
Like a bum?
Wow.
Like I live in Queens?
The phone number is 252-WCMF. It turns out that way more people than you think would be able to pull this off. Did you know?
What's that?
The average Rochester work commute is 4 miles.
Oh.
The average person only commutes 4 miles a day to go to work. That's around 25 minutes on a bike on average. Did you know 1 in 4 Rochester residents travel daily without a car? That's 25% of the city.
Well, the city, yeah. I get that.
Okay, I know it's easy for you to go, oh, the city, I get that.
But some of those people can't afford a car.
Understood, so they have to work without it.
They have to work, yeah.
But if you pull it out to Monroe County in its entirety, 11% of Monroe County residents do not use a car on a daily basis.
Because they're, like, older?
For whatever reason. Some people choose not to. Some people can't afford it. Some people don't drive anymore.
But what do you do when the weather sucks? Like, you're going to have 6 months of, like, god-awful weather.
Okay.
You ain't schlepping out to no goddamn bus stop or scooting.
People do it every day.
But they don't want to.
But they do.
And what's the benefit?
Well, there's
sleet in my face?
What?
Tasting road salt when I fall off my goddamn scooter?
You'd save a
Doctor said I got to lay off salt.
You'd save a ton of money.
I don't want to save money. I want to piss it all away before I die.
You don't have money to piss away.
I know. I pissed it all away.
Look. The ultimate irony of you making this argument, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You walk every day, right?
I do.
You walk the canal.
I get my steps.
How many miles a day do you think you walk?
Between 4 and 6.
So you walk 6 miles a day?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How far is Wegmans from your house?
It's got to be just a little over a mile.
Yeah, it's a mile. So you could, instead of driving to Wegmans, which you do every day, walk back and forth.
With them bags.
Yeah, you
get one of those. Buffalo Bill's ice cream would be ruined.
You don't eat ice cream. You get one of those rolly carts. Thank you.
Man, that's old people.
Bro,
no, it's not.
You are old people. You old people.
I see a lot of people in like the area I live in doing that to like Aldi's and back.
Well, yeah, but you're in the city. I get it. It's a little
closer. But it's young people doing it with their the little trolley cart things.
You walk 6 miles a day. You can walk to Wegmans and back, do your grocery shopping, and still have 4 miles to go. And you won't do it.
People will think I'm poor when they see me.
Bro, I got news for you. What? They already think you're poor.
Well, I don't want to prove them right.
No, but that wouldn't...
Anytime I see somebody like in Pittsburgh like walking with grocery bags, I go, man, that dude's got a DWI, man. He's busted.
So, again...
What? I beat both of my charges.
Wow.
What?
You are being pretty judgy, just saying.
I'm super judgy, so man. Give me a robe, man.
So, for you, it's not about you don't want to walk. It's about how people perceive you not using a car.
I don't look like a bum.
You are a bum, and who cares if people think you're a bum?
I do wonder, though, if that is holding a lot of people back from those convenient things just because they don't want to be seen or caught by somebody they know walking because they don't want people to assume that they don't have a car, they don't have a way of getting around.
Does the average person feel that way? 252-WCMF, if you see someone walking down the street that you know, you think they're in a bad way.
Well, but I see somebody like not taking a walk for exercise, but like carrying groceries.
What an obnoxious sentence. Taking a walk for exercise.
Walking to a bus stop.
You sound like those dicks in the Olympics back in the day. Yes, I want to keep my amateur status because I don't need sports. I do it as a hobby. Thank you. I'm sorry.
I always figure you're on hard times, man.
But you're not. Who cares?
Well, you care because you're on hard times.
No, but you're not. So you could walk. That's not how the case. Why does it matter?
I don't know.
252-WCMF.
I said I'm going to carry all my food home. It's going to get ruined.
You roll it.
No, but the food needs to be refrigerated.
Bro, you don't buy a single thing that needs to be refrigerated immediately.
How long would that take you to walk a mile? Like 10 minutes?
But yeah, we got to schlep the bags. Mm. You got to cross the street.
15 minutes.
All that crosstown traffic I got to deal with.
I bet you it's the same amount of time with the traffic on Monroe Ave and the parking lot of Wegmans in Pittsburgh to walk back to your house than it is to drive back to your house.
I don't know.
252-WCMF. It is Week Without Driving Challenge in Rochester. There's this group called Reconnect Rochester that is encouraging people to look into whether you need to use your car as much as you're using it. They're doing this contest to track your non-driving miles on their websites by using walking, e-scooters, biking, the bus, and you could win prizes.
Well, prizes?
But
I got a hat because I walked a lot.
With the knowledge that 1 in 4 Rochester residents travel daily without a car, 11% of people in all Monroe County do it, and the average commute in Rochester is only around 4 miles, it's way more doable than you think.
And you couldn't do multiple tasks. Like, let's say you wanted to just go to Wegmans and come home. But if I got to go schlep over here, schlep over there, and I got multiple runs to do.
Yeah.
How am I doing that? I got to go to the shoe guy.
No, you don't have to do that.
I need my shoes done.
No, you don't.
I do. They're all scuffed up.
No, you don't.
And then I got to go to the...
What are they scuffed up from? You're not walking anywhere.
But the amount of things that can come to you now, though,
my dry
it does
cleaning
make it much more convenient. Okay,
drop
minus the dry cleaning.
All right, so let's say, all right, here's a base one I do every week.
Okay.
I gotta hit Wegmans.
Yeah.
And then I got to hit Century Liquor.
Okay.
But so I'm gonna.
By the way, Century Liquor is in that plaza. It's in the same plaza.
But I gotta have two grocery bags plus my liquor bottles.
Look at your wagon.
Oh, got his booze wagon.
I'm working out like that.
Ah!
I would pull a booze wagon.
All right, look, I want to be clear because I got a bunch of people.
Booze wagon. Everybody get on board. Booze wagon.
Bunch of people writing on Instagram. A ton. And people like Troy writes us. Dude, I travel from Gates to Seneca Lake every day to get to the job site. No way in hell I can do that without my truck. Look. This place is not saying abandon your car.
Yeah.
What they are arguing is
you don't need a car for certain things.
Exactly. Like there's a whole bunch of stuff that we're using cars for that we don't need to use cars for. I'm not saying don't use your car. I love my car, right? Mm-hmm. But like when it comes to using your car less, it's not just a save the environment thing. I do argue it can be a quality life thing. One, fewer cars on the road means less congestion and time spent in traffic.
On the pollution.
Something I just said, not the pollution.
Oh, sorry.
How many people on 490 East every day would benefit from fewer cars congesting up the roads right now?
Oh, people that live along that area?
Uh-huh. Less you're spending on gas, parking, wear and tear on your car. And in theory, fewer cars on the roadway makes the roads last longer, which is less money out of our pockets again.
So everybody's on foot or pedaling or scooting. They're never going to look like Beijing. And by the way, they start using cars now.
Okay, don't you always argue that we should be more like Beijing every time we have a discussion?
Every time I look at Beijing, though. Pretty smoggy.
Oh, really? Oh, now you hate Beijing. Kids do math better. Oh, he's skinny. No, I don't want to be Beijing.
They are skinny.
You kind of dress like Mao today with your hair and your tracksuit.
Don't you sometimes wish we lived in a city with like a train system? Because I would if I had a longer commute, I would love to just sit on a train, pop in my earbuds, and just you know, take that time to
chill.
That
would be nice.
No, I agree.
I mean, I'm sure like people that do it every day in places are like, no, you don't want to do that. But I don't know. The few times that I've done that, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, like if we had like rapid transit locally, that would be cool.
Well, like, you know, we've talked about this a couple times on the show throughout the years. There was supposed to be a train tram built from West Henrietta into the city of Rochester that was going to be used by Kodak employees.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I always wonder, this was supposed to be built in the mid to late 70s. If that had been built, is there eventually one that connects the west
other
side
places.
And then the east side, what this city would look like if you had the ability to park, you know, 10 miles outside of the city and take that tram in every day. Because I would absolutely do that. Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's never going to happen.
Oh, I understand it's not going to happen. Not now. Because people like you, you're not going to take my car.
I'd rather
have 7 lanes of Monroe Ave. It's the most hard thing to navigate ever.
Big Motor ain't going to let it happen, bro.
Look, I would kill to be able to walk or ride my bike most places. I had that growing up in Gates. I had that living in Geneseo. I had it living on Winton in the city. Like, I am very jealous of people that have necessary things in walking distance.
I will say this. Anytime I see somebody riding their bike on, like, a major road, that looks crazy to me. Like, to have my ass on the side of the road when cars are flying by, I go, how are you doing that, man? Because that scares the crap out of me, especially when there's trucks going by.
Well,
you don't do it. You go out in a little nature trails with the squirrels and bunnies.
I do.
Here comes Pat and his bunny buddies and his little pedal bike.
Talking about my bunny bike?
And his little Bill's jacket full of pins that are going to stick him when he falls.
Joke's on you. I don't wear my denim jacket.
Well, of course I don't want to ruin that, baby.
It's 4-0. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. I'm going to write it the way I think he – read it the way
I think.
I pay good money for my car, goddammit. I don't care if it's 4/10 of a mile. I'm driving.
I do. I listen, man. If I could not have a car and all the expenses and the problems, yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. Now he's like, oh, well, now that I do.
But I also love my car.
I also.
And you do, too.
I also love my car. I am saying, you know what I miss the most? The thing that we miss out the most on, if you had this as a kid, family walks to somewhere special.
Yeah.
Growing up in Gates.
But you got to have a cool family.
No, I didn't have a cool family, and I still have fond memories.
Like, your family took walks?
So, like, well, it was where we were walking. I grew up.
Bill Collector was coming by. Let's get out of here.
I grew up on off of Chilai Avenue Gates. Russell's Ice Cream's on Chilai Ave. We would walk to Russell's Ice Cream in the summertime.
Cute, yeah.
But, like, that's some of my best memories ever is walking with my family.
It's the simple things, man.
It is, and I don't have that with my kids, and I do. Mm. It is something I feel like I'm missing, like those walks to somewhere fun with the kids. Shut up. You're such a dick.
Most of those walks end up in arguments, man.
No, we never argued because we were always slamming ice cream.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.